Hey everyone, it's Michelle, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with this week's creative podcast. And I know I'm recording it on a Friday. I haven't been back to my studio since Monday. I have been, our schedule at home has been crazy, and I hate to say that I've been busy, because if you've been around here for a while, you know I really don't like being busy. Well, it's not, how do I put this? I don't like running around. Usually the expression when people are like, oh, I'm so busy, has more to do with just, I don't know. It just, to me, it feels like a preoccupation, maybe, or being preoccupied. That's the word I was looking for. And so for me, I like to think of filling my days, you know, but a little more organically, rather than just having like, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks of plans and that kind of thing. I like to leave lots of space in my days for, you know, surprises and serendipity and all those kinds of fun. There's a garden sign I had seen once that said, leave space in your garden for the fairies to dance. And I kind of like to do that. I like to leave space for, you know, things to happen that I couldn't, foresee happening, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it is. So I don't like to have a full schedule, but it was fun this week. It was all good things. I went out to lunch with a friend, and I went out to dinner with a friend, and it was so nice because I've shared on here, I think, that my life has been pretty much, you know, the people I live with for quite a number of years. And it's just been the way things went and where I felt like I needed to be. I needed to kind of hibernate and be on my own. I had online friends I have that I love to chat with and talk with and things like that. But as for the day-to-day going out kind of thing, I wasn't doing any of that. And I was just really, I think, healing a lot of things. And yeah, so I'm just now kind of coming out of that hibernation period. And it's been nice. It's been nice. I had a really great time. I've been busy working on a little surprise. If you read my blog post, you probably know about it. But I have an article that's going to be coming out in a magazine in a few months. And I'll be sure to send you everything once it's finalized and where you can order the magazine if that's something you're interested in. Because if you're hanging around here, I think you're going to like the magazine. I love it, and it's a great magazine. I think I heard about it from a blog I was reading, and yeah, so lots and lots of good things. So I wanted to come out to you, even though it's Friday. I didn't get my Wednesday video up. I thought I'd make a video at home, and then my one cat, he's an older kitty, and he wasn't doing too well. He was very, like, nasally, and he just seemed a little sad, so we brought him in for a little checkup, and he got an injection. So that was Thursday. So we had just a lot of different things going on. So yeah, so I'm in the studio for a bit now. I'm only going to be here for maybe another hour, and then I have somewhere to be. I'm helping out. I've been volunteering different things with my church, which has been really nice. So, yeah, it's just been a really nice week. And it's given me a chance to kind of, I guess, try something out. I remember when I was a kid, I used to love to play grown up, like where I would imagine like how I would act out, like how, what my day would be like. And I'd be rushing off here and going here and all those fun things. And of course, I loved all of them. Everything was great. My job was awesome. You know, all those amazing things that you imagine when you're younger. And I felt like I was doing that again this week. Like I was getting to play, you know, and try out these different areas in my life that I was working on. You know, I was writing articles and, of course, doing my art. And I was talking with a friend about art, which was really great, and potential collaborations down the road, which felt really amazing because I haven't had anyone in real life, or even online, if I were to be honest, to collaborate with in a really, really, really long time. And that creative collaboration can be a lot of fun, and it can just bring a newness to what you're already doing. So I'm really excited about where that might lead down the road. Yeah, so I got to try out different things. I know that I definitely don't like having plans every day of the week going forward. You know, I think one planned activity that involves other people for me a week is probably enough, where I'm expected to be somewhere by somebody else at a certain time. I feel like one, maybe two a week is probably more than enough for me personally. I'm gonna have a sip of my coffee. But I did get to try out different things and fine-tune things and think things over. And it was great. I finished another book, which I'll have to share in my book club update on the blog. I just finished one new one since my last update. So I'll probably do one in like the middle of February. I've been trying to read a book a week, and I think I've read two so far this month, so I'm a little behind, but I'm almost done with a third, so maybe I'll get my fourth one in by the end of next week. But either way, I noticed that each year I like to keep a list of the books I read, and each year it's going up, so to me that's a win, so I'll take it. But yeah, so I did some reading and been making, I made less art this week though, I will say that. My morning routine, my early morning art journaling sessions, if you've seen those on my Dilettante TV, I'll put a link if you want to check it out. Happened less this week. I didn't do as many of those as I had been. And yeah, I kind of miss those. So I'm going to try to do a little bit more of that, especially this weekend, because I'm going to be working in the studio this weekend to finish up a few things for the article. The article's written. I want to give it one more review. I edited it. And if you've been around here for a while, you know that I hate editing. It is not my natural thing. And I feel like even after I edit, that it's not good. But I think it does its job. It doesn't feel, I don't know, I guess I'm looking for some wow thing every time I write something. But I feel like it's a good article. I do feel like it's good. I don't know. I think I'm being a little hard on myself. And then, of course, I took photos, which I'm definitely critical of, although I'm more critical of the writing. I'm great with my writing when it's my thing, like sharing on the blog and stuff. I don't feel like I have to rip it apart as much, but when I'm doing it for other people, I almost feel like I have to prove something, or maybe I'm suddenly trying to meet an expectation that I've conceived of in my mind. Like, my daughter and I were decorating something for our church, and we didn't have to decorate it. It was just something that I offered to do. And I immediately felt like this pressure, like, well, what's it got to look like? I mean, if I'm an artist, shouldn't it really wow people, or shouldn't it? And I completely froze myself. I couldn't come up with anything. So I ended up doing a very simple little thing. And then I felt like that was kind of lame, and I was kind of beating myself over that, which is just odd, isn't it? If I'm doing it for myself, I'm just happy to, I guess it's, I can enjoy the act of creating it. But when I'm sharing it with other people, I feel like I have to meet this expectation of the name writer or the name or the title artist. And it tends to limit me a little bit. So maybe I'm better off making stuff and then like putting it out there. And if anybody wants it, they can get it. I always felt more comfortable with that. But it's good to stretch ourselves too. It's good to challenge ourselves and to do things that feel uncomfortable a little bit. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. I've been also working kind of loosely on a new class that I'm hoping to be able to share with you guys. I'd love to be able to have it done by the end of February, but I always find sometimes when I give myself a deadline, it just, things come up and it doesn't happen. But it would be great if it did, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's something that I'm hoping to have done before the article comes out, because I think it'll be a nice, for anybody who reads the article and is interested from the article to come look at my work, I think it'd be a nice continuation of the article. So that's where I'm going with it. I'll be sure, of course, to let you guys know what's going on, and it'll be on the blog and all those fun things. But I'm trying to think what else is new. Like I said, for a busy week, I don't seem to have much to share. Yeah. I guess that's about it. Maybe I'll call this a mini podcast. We'll do a quick recap of my week, just because I wanted to come out and say hello to you. I didn't want to let the whole week go by and not record. So yeah, that's what's been new with me. I'd love to hear from you if you struggle with creativity too. Like if you're making something for somebody else or that you're going to be sharing with other people, do you find that you criticize it more or you're harder on yourself with it? I know I found that when I was making some Christmas presents for people to give, and I was making journals, and I must have made about four different like versions before I was like, okay, this is the one I'm going to give. And I think it's because of that pressure that I wanted it to be perfect and that sort of thing. So I would love to hear if you struggle with that. And if you do, how do you kind of overcome it? How do you get yourself to a place where, you know, you can just share it and be okay with it? I'd love to hear how you do that. So that's it for me, everyone. I hope you're having a great week or had a great week. I hope you have a lovely weekend. And I will be back hopefully next week on Tuesday, the normal podcast time. And I thank you as always for listening. And I'll be back again soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.